Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name is Gabriela Quesada Avila. I am a tropical biologist from Costa Rica, and I study how seed germination might be affected by current and future increasing temperatures. I work in the tropical forests of Panama, and I really like plants of all kinds, especially trees. And the herb that I would like to talk about today is annatto, or also called by the scientific community, Bixa urucurana. This is a herb that grows in disturbed places, like alongside the roads or alongside the rivers. And it is used a lot for food in our culture currently and also in the past. It looks like many other trees, but when it's fruiting, the fruit is very distinctive. It's bright red and it has some like spiky hairs coming out of it. And when it's ripe, it opens up and the seeds are exposed, and they're also like bright red or brownish. This plant has like two kind of morpho species, or species that look the same but are genetically a little bit different. So the wild species was not consumed by any animal, so it's dispersed by gravity, as we call these scientists, by barycori. So the fruit is heavy enough and it falls out of the tree and it gets stuck to other plants, or it just flows around with the flow of the stream. But then the plant that it's more associated to people, we think that it's dispersed by humans as well. Like, we have been in so much in contact with this plant that it ripes up and we just collect the seeds and disperse them manually. So we call it in Spanish achiote, or, well, in English, annatto. And it becomes, they dry the seeds and the powder becomes kind of like oily. So it can also become a paste or just the powder, and you use it in rices, or you can use it for meat or chicken, or just make the food very colorful because it's super red. So a white rice becomes a red rice and very tasty. It's starting to be used also for pharmaceutical purposes. Even for cosmetic purposes, I imagine that as it's red, you can use it as a blush or something like that. And it also has proved antimicrobial and antioxidant properties. So they also are going to start trying to use it for like antibiotic creams or things like that in the future.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.